Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello.
What's up? I want a puff bar so bad. Oh my god.
Well, Inya never needs to hit a puff bar ever again in her entire life because I went to a smoke shop and I saw that they had Zyns, and I've heard a lot about them.
This episode is going to be demonetized because literally less than 10 seconds in, I'm talking about like how bad I want to smoke. Like, that's on me though.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. Or is it cursing?
I think it's cursing.
I think it's just cursing.
Hey, yeah. Don't try your best not to curse. Yeah. Seriously.
But anyways, I saw Zyns and I was like, you know, like, I'm curious. Like, I know a lot of people that do them and like swear by them, and I'm like, ooh, like I want to try them. Like, let me just find out another method to put nicotine in my bloodstream. Like, the addict part of my brain like wins again. And so I went there and I picked them up and I bought the mint flavor and I tried them. And honestly, like, I felt very nauseous and I had the worst headache of my entire life. And it's just like kind of not a vibe at all, but yeah. Like, it's kind of lit. Well, Inya grabbed one and she did it for half a second and then spit it out because she felt the same way. But she threw it onto her sandwich wrapper in my car. And then when we got home, I just like wrapped the sandwich up and she brought it in and it was just like sitting on the table. So I put it in the refrigerator. Well, she took the sandwich back out and literally took a bite and ate one of the Zyn pouches.
No, what's worse is it, like, Drew, when we got home, you put it in the fridge. And so like it like kind of like dehydrated with the spit and became like this string. And it was a turkey sandwich with like white cheese on it. So I thought it was a piece of turkey or cheese. And when I unwrapped the sandwich, a bunch of turkey and cheese had fallen out. So I scooped it up with my finger and like literally tossed it in my mouth and chopped into it and immediately got the worst burning sensation on the right side of my mouth and down my throat.
This turkey's spicy.
And I was like, oh my God, what is in here? And then I spit it out and I tasted the mint. And I was like, oh my fucking God, dude. I just ate half a Zyn.
Did you get fucked up?
I mean, it ramped up my fever and I was sick for the next like 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you had sun poisoning, y'all. Literal sun poisoning.
Okay, I think it was a mix of sun poisoning, I started my period, and I had a fever. What? Oh my God. You like almost barked though. That was a crazy reaction. So yeah, God was punishing me. I think I got food poisoning partially off of what I ate on the plane. Like, I had a midnight flight.
Well, didn't your sister get food poisoning from something y'all ate together?
Yeah, but she got it like, there's no way I got delayed food poisoning. The fuck? Like, it's literally.
Did you get the food poisoning on the plane?
No. Does it happen that fast?
It can. But
it's a mystery, but it probably was just sun poisoning because I had a fever, I had chills, I had a headache, I had nausea. But the scary part is I didn't get sun poisoning in a way of like blisters and like crazy. Like, I did get burned, but none of my skin has peeled, which is actually my nightmare because now I have the weirdest suntan ever, like in my life, because I only got burned on like the back of my arm, the back of my shoulder and my hip. And then right here. So it's not even like a full side of my body is tanner. It's literally, I have like a really dark spot here, a really dark spot here that has a thumbprint because I was laying on my side talking to my family like this. So it's like a thumbprint and then it's like goes into a sharp bikini line and it literally looks like I got weird airbrush that hasn't come off. Yeah. Like I fucking hate
you
it.
You got like, what is it? That was it, came back in the four and you want it to be... Like, if you can't figure that, if you want, like, and you can be suntanned.
Stop it. What was that? Like, it's spray tan?
Yeah.
Also, Drew does this thing. I pointed out that that wasn't you doing it. But you do this thing where sometimes if he gets really tired, it usually happens later at night or after the day. And it's always with Josie because he wants to, like, when you, me, and Josie hang out, we have, like, joke competition, basically. It's just us trying to see who can say something funny that will become the thing we repeat all day.
For the next 4 months.
Yeah. And Drew, I wish I remembered the sentence, but Drew was talking to us, and then at the end of the sentence, just gave up. But Drew does this thing, instead of just stopping the sentence, he just goes...
I just like mumble it off because
he just like mumbles off, and you do it a lot with jokes. Like if you start a joke that as it's starting, you realize it's not gonna be funny. You're just like, and that's what I was gonna
say. I just don't finish it because it's not worth like the finish. But it's something I do unintentionally. But fuck, that made me think of something. What did you just say?
I said what I said.
Oh my god.
I said that we just have joke competition all day. Like all we want to do is say things that we will repeat forever.
Whatever. I can't remember what I was going to add to that. But what I really came here to talk about today is JoJo Siwa. And it's not going to be the take that you think it's going to be.
I know you're going to be nice.
I support JoJo Siwa with my whole heart and soul. I think what she's doing is fucking hilarious. And like, even if it is unintentional and she is just actually crazy and delusional, I'm like, girl, I'm getting a goof and a gab. Like, this is actually like funny to
me. Yeah, I mean, she has us locked in every day. Yeah. I'm checking. I'm like, where's the song?
Look at how many views, the views to like ratio on her TikTok account is all you need to know that she is an entertainer and what she is doing is entertainment and she is eating fucking down. Now, I did hear the song she's been teasing. I was a bad girl. But that does not change my feelings. Do you know what I mean? Like, it
yeah,
really
like,
doesn't.
You don't like fuck with the song, but you're like, honestly, you go and entertain.
Yeah, exactly. That is someone that I want on this podcast.
That like, is someone I like who I want to get a new costume designer more than anything in my goddamn
makeup artist,
forsaken life.
Makeup artist, costume designer, please, JoJo.
Because that's my thing. And like, again, I'm not going to sit here and like give a whole rundown of like the creatives. Like, I think that is just her vibe. And I've come to a point in my life at my big ass age that I understand I need to stop being like, that shit's fucking ugly, because everything is subjective. Some people, that's just their vibe. And if their vibe is ugly, their vibe is ugly.
I was gonna say a lot of things is objectively ugly.
But what I'm saying is like, some people like ugly, and if ugly is their pretty, ugly is the new pretty. Like, oh, okay, burr.
You give
like,
ugly. Yeah. It's giving ugly, and that's okay.
Oh, wait, it's like ugly, but I know that's your thing, so it's amazing. So it's hideous, actually.
Yeah.
I just want her to get a new costume designer and like a new makeup artist, and then I unironically think if she tweaked those two things, she could find her footing. Like, the song will be played in H&M. Do not fret. Like, if you change that costume, it will be played in H&M.
Did you hear the song? She, like, released a teaser video.
I just saw a girl who guessed the way it would sound. And, like, the girl was like, karma's stupid.
Yeah,
karma's a bitch.
She quoted it and, she, like, really revealed the full song. And it's crazy. Okay, like one thing, that is not JoJo Siwa. I don't know who the fuck is singing that song, but it is not JoJo. Two, I actually like, never mind.
You were gonna say you like the song.
I don't hate the song. I don't like the song.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't like the song, but I don't hate the song.
Oh, just wait till that earworm gets you. Next thing you know, you're listening to JoJo Siwa.
That's what I was going to say is like, it's giving earworm. Like I hear it like 3 or 4 more times in a TikTok video and I'm like, like, it's not that bad.
Okay, like, but you also, like...
I love everything.
It's amazing. Yeah, it is. I was going to make fun of you for it, but it actually is beautiful. You will...
I can find the beauty.
Like everything.
I can find the beauty in everything.
I'm more like... I do the thing that's... I feel like I'm trying to be nice, but it somehow is almost worse catty. Where I'm just like, I don't like it, but like, I could see why somebody would like that.
Yeah. And you had to be really fucking weird and stupid.
You would like have to be actually like deaf, dumb, and stupid, but like, never forget me getting called deaf, dumb, and stupid by a high school counselor on the phone. And the guy was on the phone with my dad, and then my dad came to school and beat him up.
Classic Enya story. Because
you don't fuck with a Umanzor.
Exactly.
Someone's going to be like, don't say your name like that. And I'm going to say, shut up.
Suck my balls. No, but my ability to like everything comes from a deep, deep-seated fear of karma. I am like... I am so scared.
That's why JoJo made
karma.
The song for you.
I know, that's like the tea is I heard karma in that song and I was like, wait, I don't actually
I did some bad things.
But okay, that's all I had to say about JoJo Siwa. What do you want to talk about now?
I'm going to talk about the story. Actually, I forgot what the story was. Oh, the bus driver. I saw somebody comment and was like, damn, I actually wanted to hear the bus driver story that I almost said last week about the bus driver who hit me.
He hit me!
Wait, what?
Last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, it's when you brought up the twin thing again, right when I was about to say a story about a bus driver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were like, no, I'm not even gonna say my story. And then we just moved on and nobody said their story. But when I was in like kindergarten, I would take the bus home, I would take it home and I would take it alone.
Broke. No money.
Did you never take the bus?
No, I took the bus home. Yeah, exactly. It was a vibe.
The big cheese bus?
Cheesy bus.
Actually, I did get made fun of. They'd be like, not you getting on the cheese bus. One time the cheese bus broke down and they shoved all of us into a minivan. And like, you know, the wheel cap that's in the van? Me and my friend sat on it and we played with Airheads. And we were like making the Airheads shorter and I'll never forget that. But that same friend went on to call me like a bunch of rude names because he had a crush on me. And then once we went to middle school, I like distanced from him and he thought I was a bitch. But he was weird for sure. Anyway, I would get on the bus and this bus driver was a fucking bitch. I feel like every bus driver was a bitch. And like, honestly, not even in a mean way, you deserve to be a bitch. Because if I had a car, even having a car full of y'all sometimes pisses me off. Having a car full of a bunch of children who aren't mine would piss me off because they're annoying. But there were a bunch of rules. You weren't allowed to talk. You weren't allowed to eat. She separated all the kids all the time. So my bus didn't have, like, it wasn't full. Like, there didn't need to be two kids per row. It was a small enough amount of kids that she could put one kid in one seat, skip a seat, put a kid in that seat, skip a seat. So we were all fucking separated like we were going to jail. And we weren't allowed to talk. So it had to be like a 30 to 40 minute bus ride of dead fucking silence because she didn't want you to talk. She wouldn't play the radio. That was already a problem because you're fucking terrifying. You weren't allowed to eat snacks. Okay. That's where the problem comes in because after school, I'd be hungry as fuck and I would buy hot chips from the vendors after school, because at my school on Wednesdays, they would sell Papa John's pizza, hot chips, like pickled eggs. It was a fucking vibe.
There's a new Papa John's stuffed crust calzone pizza.
Why do you know about fast food releases so often? Like, Drew will literally be like, oh my God, did you hear about like Wendy's new deal, the biggie bag, like blah, 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 blah.
Like, no, the biggie bag is literally fucking crazy. It's like $5 and you get a burger and six nuggets and a shake. Like, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. No, I keep up because I like watched the seminars, like the release seminars of like fast food places.
I didn't even know they all did that.
Yeah, no, not all of them do it, but they like will like release shit or have like a video that comes out or like release a flyer with all the new shit or a PDF. It's like you got to be tapped in like I am.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing to be tapped into. Anyways, so I would, all the kids would do it too. Like I had this little like thing that I would like put my book bag on the seat and like take a chip at a time and like be looking out the window. Like also she's driving. So I don't know how the fuck she's seeing me. I'm not being loud.
Like I was just going to say like they always see. Yeah. Even if they act like they don't see, they always see.
So that was the start of it. And like, she came up to me and she looked down and she was like, you're eating? And I was like, no, I'm not. And she ripped open my book bag, saw it, and like launched her hand at my thigh.
Wait, was the bus pulled over?
Yeah, she like pulled over the bus. It was after a kid got dropped off. So in front of a random child's house, she comes to the back, she sees it, and she smacks the fuck out of my thigh.
Oh, she physically hit you.
Yeah, she
I thought that you meant a bus hit you this whole time. I was waiting for the most insane twist.
No, but my mom did get hit by a bus when she was 14 in Honduras.
My aunt got hit by a bus, run over, actually. That's not and then a girl from my school got run over by a bus, and like she was like literally paralyzed for like a year, but she's fine now. Fucked up her whole spine.
Did she get to sue?
I actually don't know if she sued or not. I bet she settled with the district.
Because I think about this all the time, and I'm like, at that time, we could have sued. We were in a position, for reasons I can't say, to sue, and I don't know why we didn't. But whatever. Also, I was like, we could have sued the Peter Pan peanut butter, because when they had a recall, I got sick as fuck from it, because that's all I used to eat that as a kid. Shit,
to this day, I am horrified of Skippy peanut butter because of that damn recall. Like, Skippy peanut butter is on my do not eat list, and I will never eat it again.
I got the worst food poisoning ever. Anyway, so she hit me once, and then I went home and I told my parents. Actually, before she hit me, though, the thing that got her in trouble and like her hitting me was the second problem, because she hit me that time, and then getting off the bus, she grabbed me and she was like, "You don't eat on my fucking bus." And she
why did she fucking hate you?
She hated me. And this wasn't the first offense she had against me, because one time it's illegal to like drop a kid off at their house and not wait for them to get in. That's why buses wait there, because they legally have to wait till the child enters the building. And I didn't live in the best neighborhood ever. Why did this bitch drop me off at school? She was like, "Get off. It's your talk. Like, stop." I got off and I go sit on the front porch. I was in kindergarten. I didn't have a phone. There was no way to contact anybody. Bitch, I went and I was sitting on the fucking front porch for so long. Aww. I was sitting there for like 2 hours. And then my godparents used to live across the street. And my goddad got back and he was like, my nickname was Bones. And he was like, "Bones?" And I was like, I just started sobbing because I was like, "I've been here for so long." Aww. And then
that's character growth.
Yeah. It actually was so funny, and I don't think it affected me at all. It's like literally so funny that she smacked the
fuck. It's crazy that you fucking remember that, though. Like, that was like literally a decade and a half
ago. No, I have, like, I'm not kidding. It actually scares me how vivid of memories I have. I remember everything. So never fucking cross my path, you motherfucker, because I will remember that shit. And I might not bring it up, but when you turn around after being a fucking bitch to me, I will remember, and I will turn and tell my girls. And I might not even tell them that day. Mm-hmm. I might wait a few months till one of them comes to me and is like, "Oh, you can't believe who was a bitch to me." I'm like, "You can't believe who was a bitch to me 4 months and 3 hours ago."
Wow. 4 months and 3 hours. No, my memory from childhood has been completely erased. I was thinking about that like the other day. Like, I literally don't remember anything. And it was kind of scaring me. I was like, "Oh my God, like, I don't even remember who I am." Like, I don't, like, I remember like fragments and like stories people told me. And then I bullet fragments. But I don't actually remember things. Like, I remember stories that I was told and then they become memories, but I don't actually remember them. I only remember like traumatic things that
happened. What age is the cutoff?
Like, I can remember like little tiny things, like, but again, there's stories told to me. Like, I don't, like, I literally couldn't tell you anything that happened like after or before the age of like 12. Like, I don't remember anything.
So like 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, like, okay. 6 years ago.
6 years, my bad.
Turned 18?
Yeah.
He was turned 18, yeah. Well, I need to take an Adderall one day and just write down every memory, because I actually do have a fear of like forgetting everything. But it makes sense that you remember like traumatic events more than other, because as a human, you are remembering the things that scared you or hurt you, because you have to have reactionary like memories for the future. Like, that's why you are less likely to remember. No, bitch, I got that from Fiona Apple.
I was going
to
say,
Fiona Apple told me that. I was like,
about to bring that up. No, Fiona Apple did eat.
She taught me that. And I was like, no, but I Fiona have Apple has almost taught, always known that, but I can't say what I was told as a child as to why I remember that, because that's my fucking business, so stop asking me.
All right, guys, something very, very terrible and bad is happening. Emergency intercom might be shutting down. Really, really sad and scary, but there is a way you can save it. There is a way.
Are you gaslighting them right now? Yeah. Are you seriously gaslighting our followers?
All you have to do is go to our description and fill out a quick survey. It'll help us out tremendously, genuinely. And thank you.
But yeah, I remember a lot of things. I remember coming back from Burger King when they had the Wizard of Oz toy, or I think it was Burger King or McDonald's, like, I don't fucking remember. And they had the Wizard of Oz toy, so I had a Dorothy toy. And I got back home, and I was sitting by the front door. I think I already told this on this podcast, actually. But I was sitting by the front door, cutting her hair and playing with her. And I was bored as fuck. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call the police.
That's got to cop.
Like, I love that every kid just goes like, I'm bored. I'm going to call the police.
It's front. That taboo. Like, yeah. It's like I'm told I can't do it, so I, like, want to fucking do it. Because I had the same moment. I, like, remember calling the police, then, like, leaving it on and running and hiding under the bed until they got there. And my parents were pissed. Like, they spanked the shit out of me.
My mom was chill as fuck, and she knew it was me. Because at the time, if I was, like, 6 when that happened, my sister had to have been, like, 3. So it wasn't her. My brother was fucking asleep in the other room. I was the only soul awake. I think my mom was also taking a nap. And I was just sitting there by the front door, and I was, like, cutting hair. And I was like, I'm gonna call the police. And I remember the layout of the house so well that I was like, we had this couch by the front door that left a little gap. So, like, if you came in, you could squeeze past and go to, like, the, like, front, like, sitting area. And I was sitting between that and the front, like, door area with my feet up. And I distinctly remember sitting there and then just getting up. And I just, like, turned, walked, like, a few feet to the phone, like, the home phone, and just grabbed it and fucking clicked it, put it to my ear, heard someone be like,
what's your emergency?
Like, Miami, like, the police department, what's your emergency? And I go, and just slammed it back down. And I went back to that spot, too. And I just sat there, and I waited. And I waited for them. I was like, let's see if y'all
are. You were going to tell them off.
Yeah. And I was like, and why the fuck are you at my house? I never
you were wait, you were wasting resources very young.
Yeah. That's my whole vibe. Like, I learned from a young age, it's like, waste, use. Landfill.
That just reminds me, I've probably told it 17 times on this fucking podcast, but when my parents had, like, the DirecTV guy at the house, and me and Madeline both share this memory of us hearing our mom say, sing the JN Silent Bob song, because it was playing on the TV, and they were like, oh, they are, like, 3-year-old twins, like, know the lyrics to the JN Silent Bob song, because, like, my older brothers loved that movie and watched the shit out of that movie. And I remember standing there, me and Madeline, at the end of my mom's bed, just singing the song. And it's, like, really naughty. Like, no 3-year-old should be saying that shit. And then I remember my mom, like, the DirecTV guy was mortified. He did not think it was funny at all. And then my mom got pissed at us, and, like, we got in trouble after they told us to fucking sing the song.
You know what our version of that was? Tenacious D. Like, my mom would play the Tenacious D soundtrack in the car with us all the time, and she let us sing the fuck out of it. But then we had majority, like, kids, like, naughty songs. It was
This is the song.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise,
smoking weed,
doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts, smoke blunts, rolling blunts, and smoking.
Oh, let me get a nickel bag.
That's fucking awesome.
But basically, there's this one part where they're like, fuck, and we would sing along to it. We can bleep that so we don't get demonetized or whatever now. But
no, now you can curse. We're past that marker.
The threshold.
Yeah, we had, like, I think Tenacious D was it for us, but I don't remember any of the songs vividly. But what I do remember is, I think it's like, what is it? It's like Zach and Brack and Daxter, like the late night show. It's like an old Adult Swim show that wasn't that profane, or I don't know if they had a kids version.
Very profane. Like, I like that word.
Is that a word?
No, I like that word. I'm going to start using it. It is a word.
Okay, wait. I need to find the song. Oh, this. It's Brack. And we had this shit on CD, and I would sing all the...
This is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I love this. Rapunzel. I love beans. I love beans.
Wait, this woo, is woo, so... Woo. What is that beans. One dude that we, like, included him in our tour promo, like, first? What's his
Jack
name?
Jack Stauber.
This is Jack Stauber's, like, greatest inspiration.
No, literally, they were so lit. Like, they had a bunch. They had one about mashed potatoes. My mom was such a, like, trooper, because we had this whole thing on CD, and she would listen to this in the car.
Dude, it's crazy what happens to like parents' brains, because like even it's happening to me a little bit. Like Madeline and Steven played the Imogen Heap happy song that's like apparently like made for babies' brains. Like you can, a baby can be screaming and crying and you put this fucking Imogen Heap happy song. It's literally like scientifically developed. Like it's her and scientists developed this song and it will stop the baby from crying immediately. It's unbelievable. It's like an actual cheat code. Well, they played it, I'm not exaggerating, on our road trip to Missouri like 400 times in a row. And like, one, that song is fucking good, so I don't care. But two, like, I just tuned it out. Like, it's crazy how good parents are at tuning out shit.
Yeah, but my mom was also crazy because she would play that and only Enya CDs, so.
But Enya's a vibe.
I know, but to name me Enya and be like, and you know what you're going to listen to? You're never going to believe
Or Inoko Flow on repeat 300 times. That is my favorite bit. Don't ever get into a fucking car with me because I will put Orinoco Flow on and play it for 2 seconds and then so restart annoying. It. Play it for 15 seconds, then restart it. Play it for 5 seconds, then restart it. It's horrible. And the intro to that song is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Especially Wait, after that- it's like, yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's it.
After the 35th time, like, oh, it gets so good. Okay. So something I rediscovered this week is the Will Smith Chris Rock slap.
Oh,
y'all.
My God.
Okay, that is something that we like grazed over and kind of just let slide as a society. That is like, it's really fucking crazy.
No, it's like extremely. Like, when's the last time you watched it?
I think when I was with you guys.
You were here and we watched it live.
It's
I remember like blacking out for a second.
It is the most jarring thing I've ever seen on television. And like rewatching it, like it's almost hard for me to watch because like how he went from like laughing at the joke to like literally 2 seconds later walking up on stage and like
two people who
sending,
just found out about the Will Smith math.
Yeah, like Will Smith the math. Gnarliest slap I've ever seen.
Well, the
ever.
Weirdest thing was it seemed like it was a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone was like, are we supposed to laugh? Because this is like funny, but I don't know.
I'm trying to find the picture of us all sitting on the couch. What year was that? 2021?
I think so. 22, maybe. I don't know.
I have to find it. I have a picture of all of us sitting on the couch. Like, all of y'all sitting, reacting to it, like staring at the TV after it happened.
Yeah, it was crazy rewatching it because I remember it being like pretty intense, but like it is the uncensored version is crazy.
It's like hard crazy. To watch. And I remember even being like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, literally, like, who cares?
Two men fighting, classic. I don't give a fuck. That's funny. But rewatching it, it is so stark and scary. Also, like you can almost see Chris Rock's like face kind of like swell up a little bit. Yeah. And like his mouth is like a little twisted from being smacked so hard. And it's so insane that happened.
I still think it's impressive. Like, if I got slapped on national television,
he recovered.
He ate it.
Because
well.
He just like goes right back it. To making a joke about it.
But it kind of is sad because you could see him like trying to recover. And like, he was in the worst, like the hardest position an entertainer can be put in is where like the like, what is it? The blanket of disbelief or the like veil of disbelief.
Well,
suspension of disbelief.
The suspension of belief, like, fully shattered in that moment because the audience was at a loss for words because they couldn't tell if it was real or not. And then he also was kind of like he genuinely got his fucking marbles shook, bitch. He got slapped so hard he had to like come to. I'm shocked he didn't have a concussion. I would have lied and said I had a concussion and sued him. Yep. Why didn't he sue him?
Yep. Okay, so my social battery has been at an all-time low. Like, I literally hate hanging out with people. It's like not my fucking vibe right now. It's like not that deep. Like, don't hate me. I don't hate you. Like, it's not that deep.
That's
but
true. He tells
hanging
me every time
out,
before I go to bed, he's like, here's all the people who texted me and I fucking hate
them. Yeah. Hanging out with Enya and Orion at the same time is so great for me. It is literally the most, like, hanging out in a trio is like potentially the greatest thing that's ever happened to me because Enya and the other person can just talk the whole time and then I can just sit and like rot on my phone and like chime in every once in a while. And it's like, I get like my socialization for the day, but also like I don't have to speak at all. And like, it's such a vibe.
That's why you like Josie here so much. Cause me and him, yeah. like, ah, blah, blah, blah,
I can just retire to my bedroom.
Drew feels like he's fully just like a part of something.
Yeah, it's really is a vibe to not participate in the conversation at all.
That's okay. I'm back. Guys, I am fucking back. I didn't want to say it last week because I didn't want to jinx it, but the birds are fucking chirping.
Listen to the birds.
I get up and I dance. I literally am back to it. Like, for a while, I wasn't getting up and being like, hey, Siri, play this song. And that is a sign that I'm down bad. Because if you don't know, it's so annoying to, like, say this ritual out loud because it makes it seem like I swear I'm something. But it actually is something is wrong with me. And I wake up and I immediately need to hear noise so I don't get lost in my thoughts. But I wake up and I say, in your Apple Music library,
you can ask me to play a radio station. Shut the fuck up, Siri.
She's you a fucking stupid bitch. Witch. Like, damn.
Rotten hell.
I don't even You're remember rotten. What I was saying. I fucking hate Apple and I hope they die.
Yeah. Oh. Siri is rotten. She's rotten inside and out.
Oh, yeah. But I wake up and I say, hey, bitch, because I don't want to say her name now because she's listening. Yeah. I say, hey, bitch, play Don't Want to Break Up Again by Ariana Grande. And I dance around my fucking room.
Okay.
And then I give myself a headache because I'm at my big age, jumping up and dancing around is getting hard.
The first listen through of that album, it was giving mid. Like, I was like,
Yeah, I was like, I don't care.
This shit sucks balls. I'm sorry, Ariana.
We lost her.
We lost you, but there's a few good songs on there.
I haven't heard it yet. Does she mention SpongeBob in it?
Wait, open that drawer behind you and pull out Spinach Bob.
Is Spinach Bob in there?
Spinach Bob.
We have Spinach Bob here.
That's like only a joke that we made to like Josiah.
So fucking stupid.
Where did you get it?
Josiah, or no, Lucas got it for me for Christmas. That was like my Christmas.
Is that canon? Or is that just like a, like,
it's like weird. Bootleg as fuck. It's literally Bob. Bootleg as fuck. They didn't even change the color of his nose. Like, now he kind of looks more like an Elmo ass character. Yeah,
but you can put your phone in here. It's actually really useful. I love it.
We have the link to it on TikTok
it's
shop.
It's useful.
Yes. But it's so funny you brought that up because I have something screenshotted that I need to know y'all's answers for. Okay, literally, which one would you choose? And I need the Wii waiting room background music playing in the background as we decide which one you're going to choose.
Okay, so the problem with this is I was already sent this by a friend and I said I would pick Perk Overdose.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's my final answer and I'm sticking with it because any of these, oh my God. I don't like...
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I would purposefully get on a Boeing 737 that I know already has a faulty part and I would get right next to the exit window I would jump out because wow.
What's crazy is how much Facetune menus that we're not talking about.
How much Facetune menu? Yeah,
all of those men, like, oh, look good.
Oh, how much Facetune? I thought you said, the way he said it. Like, you said menus too close, so it sounded like you're saying menus. Like, a
how
restaurant.
Many FaceTime how many menus?
He said, it's crazy how many FaceTime
Which
Facetune
would you
menus.
Choose?
Yeah, you have to choose one.
For a life partner to bang or, like...
All of them.
Life partner.
Probably Travis Kelce, because... Yeah! I mean, I feel like...
All of them terrify me. But also, like, all of them terrify me, but we all know this. Men in general terrify me. There's something, like, I was introduced to, I was hanging out with friends yesterday, and they introduced me to, another man, but we had to go into his house, and I never wanted to leave somewhere so fast, because I was like, I don't know this man. I don't want to be behind concrete with him. Like, we need to be outside in the open. Like, I feel like I'm being trapped and I'm going to be thrown into a room. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm so sorry. You could be the nicest person ever, but if you are a man, specifically too, if you are a man above, like, 28 and I don't know you and you're straight, I have nothing there. There is nothing there. Like, unless you have a long-term committed woman in your life who I just so happen to be friends. Actually, that's even more reason for you not to exist. Because I met that girl without you and she's way better without you.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just, I don't
so
like...
So Kai, you have to
There's
leave.
No need. Yeah, no, we've known Kai for long enough. We met you before. You were 28 and our first conversation was... You wanted to kill yourself. I wanted to kill myself. He wanted to kill himself.
And we talked like, about ketamine.
That is such a crazy vibe. We were all like, wait, there's a vibe. There's a good vibe going here.
He gets it.
Drug addicts.
You know what it is too? Is because I've realized as we've gotten older, like I have a friend who moved here.
No, you literally, no one's ever moved here. Duh.
Me saying the friend, like, it's a secret. I have a friend who moved here. But Sabrina, the other day in the car with me, she just goes, you know, I've never met a friend group that, like, every single person struggles with anxiety or depression. I've never met that in my life. And in my head, I was like, that's literally not true. That makes no sense. Every friend group has it. But the more I start talking to bitches, the more I'm like, oh, you might be normal. Like, you might be normal and I might not be normal. Because in my head, I am realizing this as self-aware as I am. I have this weird thing where I meet somebody, especially if it's in our like community circle, that I assume we have this. Not only do we have the same beliefs, like morally about music, about art, whatever, but we all have the same
brain chemistry
for some reason. And I think I only had that delusion because all of us in our main friend group, other than like a given, like to me is Zamar. I feel like Zamar is like pretty like well, like chemistry balanced. Yeah. That's like the only person in our friend group who I know like that. And everybody else like has their issues, like has their struggles mentally. So I just assume, yeah, everybody's going through it. But then I just recently have been like catching up with people since I've been out of town so long, having lunch with them. And then I'm like saying my dark shit that to me isn't dark. I'm like, this is like the usual. And I can see in their face that they're like,
dude, I just had the same realization because I got on this medication that actually has helped with anxiety. And like 2 months have gone by and I'm just like, oh, shit. I feel like I got red pilled and I'm like, oh, that's why people react to things that way, because they're not insane.
No, literally. And I'm just, oh, wow. It's such.
I feel like I'm the most normal person.
Just said that your favorite part about hanging out with people is that you don't have to speak.
Dude, you download the KFC PDFs every quarter.
Yo, it's crazy. I have like a whole folder on my phone of all of the fast food.
We're going to find out that Drew has a whole separate email just destined to all his favorite fast food chains so they can email him about new products.
I love fast food. I think it's better than sliced bread. The best thing that happens in sliced bread is fast food.
I will say I hate when a bitch. It's like that thing is like Little Caesars is so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear telling you it.
Real as fuck. Those Little Caesar like little stuffers or whatever the fuck they're called, the puffs, are so fucking good, y'all. They're so good. The hype is actually real. What?
This. Like, why do we have only this light on? Like, I feel like it's like something about this is very odd.
Glowing. We're glowing.
But I hate when a bitch is like, oh my God, fast food is like so bad for you. But then they go and get basically the same shit from a restaurant. Like you're going and getting like a chicken sandwich from from fucking Great White. Anyway, you're still having a chicken sandwich, except mine only took 10 minutes to get here. And you're
like, restaurant food is so bad for you. I'm pretty sure. I eat it. I'm like, no, this is bad. I know this is bad for you.
It's not normal.
No, literally. It's like Accutane dyes your bones neon. I literally have that written down to talk about. There's no way I'll fit.
Is that real? Like, I don't understand.
Yes, dude. People, like, their bones, like, turn neon when they take Accutane. Like, and I remember when I was younger, I wanted to be on Accutane so fucking bad. Not because I had bad acne, but because I literally was like, I want to say I was on Accutane. Like, what?
To have the trauma.
You are weird.
Yeah. I know it, like, causes really gnarly issues with people's brain chemistry. So if you're on Accutane, it'll get better, babe. Like, I don't know, like, what? Like, I'm being brutally honest with y'all, and, like, I'm just getting shut fucking down constantly.
You're weird as fuck. I'm really trying to find, like, us reacting to Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. What the fuck is wrong with us? We're level 3 brain rot.
I feel like my brain is, like, pretty useful, though. I literally read 2 books in a week. Hello, I'm smarter than a lot of y'all.
She's brought this up. This is the 8th time.
Because I'm actually so proud of it. But that I think it's because I was so sad.
That's a huge accomplishment.
And now that I'm, like, not as sad as I was 2 weeks ago, that's never happening again.
Yeah.
Like, books are for sad people. Like, let's be honest. The most I read is when I'm sad as fuck and my phone isn't giving me dopamine. So I have to light my bedside candle and just sit there and read so I can disappear and then fall asleep faster. And when I'm happy, I'll use my phone for 18 hours. Actually, my screen time has gone way down in the past week. So,
period.
No more 20 hours for me.
Well.
Okay.
That sounded sarcastic, but you did eat.
I actually feel like I'm starving now.
But
okay, I didn't find that picture, but I found this.
Someone made a shrine of me in their bathroom at school.
Oh, I saw that.
It happened like months ago and I can't find the video right now. But literally one of the craziest shit things I've ever seen. Like, you're damaged, but I love you. Where is it? Oh, is this it? No, that's
what
just my
school is that in? Like, where in America? That's what freaks me out. Some of y'all are in parts of America that I don't know exist. And it's so big here. Like, I hate that. Like, some of y'all are in places that I will never even get close to. That freaks me out. There's too many of us.
I mean, we're literally going to Nebraska in like
Omaha.
2 days.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
We're going to Lincoln, Nebraska in literally 48 hours.
American Airlines is so cunty because I got an email that was like, get ready for your big trip to Lincoln. I was like, girl, you know damn well nobody is fucking excited to go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Like,
no, I'm excited to go to Lincoln, Nebraska.
I just hate that it's cold. Like, I thought about how
Is it cold?
It's like colder than, like, now we're getting the good weather here. And that's what's pissing me off is because I have to go do that other trip to the cold place for like a week and a half. And it just got good here.
The cold.
The cold place.
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska is going to be fucking movie. Fuck.
What's fucked up is I actually do. My favorite part about the college shows, obviously, is the show itself because I love seeing your faces. My favorite part. But
mean.
No, I actually do love it. It's fun.
So
but
trippy.
My favorite part is it getting to be back in a hotel room with Drew, which is where our friendship started. Like, that's where we first started getting close.
Our roots.
So we literally always get to the hotel. We order some shitty fucking food. We get a bunch of snacks. I get high as fuck. And then we sit around and kick our feet and giggle for like, and we're getting there early. So we can start our sleigh early because we're not going out.
No,
bitch, where
never,
the fuck are we going in Lincoln, Nebraska?
We never go out. We never go out. But I'll never forget, like, one of the, like, first memories I have being together in a hotel room is, like, us playing with your fucking tampons and pads and, like, throwing them at the bathroom window.
Because one of our first times, like, hanging out just us it was on Press Play. We were in Colorado and our scary manager gave us edibles. And I had never gotten high before. Like, I had never gotten high.
We were minors.
Yeah, we were minors. I had never gotten high before. I'd never smoked, never done anything. Like, I was barely starting to drink, which is such a funny thing to say about, like, a 17-year-old. I was like, I was barely even drinking at the time.
Barely even doing Percocets at the time.
Yeah, he was barely giving me any painkillers at that time.
Yeah.
But we took edibles and we got high. And I have videos of Drew, like, we both got high and Drew kept being like, where am I? Where am I? And like, just like jokingly being like,
I'm trapped inside my head.
Which probably wasn't a joke. Like, I feel like part of it was you being real because it scares you. And I have a video of Drew curled about to find it because it's somewhere deep in one of my phones. But it's to be like, I'm in my head. I'm in my head.
Wait, we
I'm
have
in
to
my
put
head.
That in here.
Yeah, and I have videos of you throwing the tampons and pads at the window.
And then there was like a heat lamp in the bathroom and Inyus like literally thought she was being cooked alive. Like, she was so scared because the heat lamp
I think I've said that, but I'm going to say it anyway in case nobody knows it. But I went back to my room and it was Colorado, so it was very cold. I'm from Miami. I never could have imagined the technological advance
a red light bulb.
A light bulb that heats up, like, on purpose. So I was in the bathroom, about to shower, brushing my teeth, and I felt myself burning. I was like, oh my God, the weed is making me burn. Like, it's burning my skin. My flesh is burning. And I got in the shower thinking, like, oh, like, it'll cool me down. But there was a bigger heat lamp in the shower, and I was literally burning alive, and I was so scared and high that I got out of the shower covered in soap and fucking, stopped and dropped and rolled in my bed and went to sleep.
Writhing around in your bed.
I was dying. Then I woke up the next morning, and I'd sit in the bathroom. I was like, oh my God, it's the light bulb that's hot. And I didn't even tell you that for like years. No, I was so embarrassed.
It was years after. And that was in my like letting it crust over arc where I wouldn't wipe my ass for like months at a time. And it would just like flake off in the bed like a perfect little ring.
Ew.
It was
like,
what?
Like a reptile.
Yeah.
That is what? So gross.
Y'all didn't do that? You know a girl's genuinely bad when she has you wiping your ass.
You're so stupid. That's very Onika Burgers.
Changing your underwear every day.
You letting it crust over is Onika Burgers. Somebody was like, their fascination with Coco Montrese will like never fail to amaze me. Y'all, you know her performance.
You gotta look into Coco Montrese. Like, there's specifically one moment that changed. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. Changed the trajectory of our lives, and I will die on that hill. Like, it brought us closer in a way that like I can't even begin to
like verbalize.
Yeah, because
it was also at the beginning of like our relationship with Josie.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
That's where it started.
Exactly.
Is we started watching RuPaul's.
Like, it's crazy.
We started watching it with Josie.
And the lore behind it is so fucked up. Like, it's so fucked up because like it wasn't supposed to happen, but it did, and I'm so glad it did. But she probably would have like gone deep because she's good at
she was supposed to lip sync and dance to a Janet Jackson song and they couldn't get the licensing for it, so instead she danced to like a 1930s ass beat. Like, it literally made, do you know what I'm talking about?
Ty, look it up. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Look up Coco Montrese All-Star Season 2 dance.
It was like the talent show portion of, and it's literally the greatest season of Drag Race ever, like Season 2 All-Stars Season 5.
That
was this the one
they gave her that royalty free ass music to dance to instead.
I'll never forget this.
I decided to step out of my box just to show a different side of myself. I hope it
choices.
I also this part, I really hope it works out. Like,
I love this. And she's off beat when she rolls the hat. Choices.
Is this the right one?
Yes. Girl, we need her. I know.
I haven't seen the hat yet. So.
Oh, it comes
out.
That was
girl,
a choice.
That was a choice.
Oh, here it is.
I don't even have to see it to know.
This shit. Someone doing that with a hat will always be funny. And then
like, oh my god, that's my Halloween costume. Coco Montrese.
You'll be that and I'll be Detox. It's supersonic.
It's supersonic.
Like, best show ever. Best show ever. I want another episode. I can't believe we have to wait like 4 days.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that was good. That was good for me.
Good laugh. Okay, guys, I actually think I'm over Fortnite.
You have not been playing at all. The new season sucks.
The new season is too much. Like, damn, y'all took a too much pill. Like, it's literally too much.
It doesn't
too
much even challenge. Feel like Fortnite.
Also, like, what's fucked up is I got on, and I'm not even kidding, it was purely an accident, because all you had to do was click one fucking button, and I was looking at the battle pass, and I accidentally bought the stupid fucking battle pass of all the stupid, like, dumb characters that I don't care about at all.
I think there is a what's-her-name from Avatar though.
Oh really?
Katara, is that her name?
Oh,
Kiara.
Katara.
Kira. But
wait.
Anyways, I bought the battle pass and I was like, oh, I'm not even gonna fret because like you can refund shit on Fortnite. And I went,
you can't refund
through.
The battle pass.
You can't refund the stupid battle pass, and it's the worst thing ever. So I literally wasted
well,
the
now
gift
you
card
have
Josiah
to
work. Got
that's
me.
The annoying part is I usually get my trust and believe, I get my battle pass ran through very quickly.
Did you buy it this season?
I have it on auto pay.
Oh my god. Dude, Inya's a Fortnite member. She's a
what
member.
What does that even mean?
She pays $15 a month.
So I get battle pass and crew pack. Hello. At least I think that's what it means.
You're deranged.
Y'all are jealous. You're jealous. I actually, you know what's worse is I think, I don't know what it means. I think I might be paying for battle pass and crew pack separately.
No. I think that's what it means.
Okay.
But yeah, Inya hasn't been playing Fortnite at all. We tried to play the other day and got absolutely shit on destroyed, and it was just like not fun at all. And like, I'm not gonna play shit that isn't fun. Yeah. Like, that's me. I'm not gonna like try to force having fun.
Okay, yeah, actually, guys, not to toot my own horn or toot Epic Games horn, but Crew Pass is lit because I got my Crew Pack and I got my Battle Pass and I get V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm. The cool thing about the Battle Pass though is that Once you complete it, you get the V-Bucks you spent on it back plus some. But I'm not finishing that stupid battle pass because this season fucking sucks.
Yeah, the season. It's also like there's too many moving parts that it's extremely hard. But I did get a win with Josie and I had 15 kills and that did do something to me. But it's too hard. It's like not enjoyable. Fuck the wings. Fuck the lightning bolts. Like, it's annoying. And I just find myself playing in like the old map.
Talking about bone-in wings. Fuck the wings. Like, I want chicken nuggets.
But I did have a crazy experience. I forgot what I was watching. Oh, I was showing Josh and Lucas, my favorite streamer, prospering. He is the GOAT. He is literally the best. He is the best streamer ever. He is so good. He already got I don't think he's cheating because that's my king. And also he shows his accuracy and he'll have like 39% accuracy. So I'm like, would a cheater miss so many shots? I don't think so. But he already got a 41 kill. Let me put some respect on his name.
Yeah,
41 kill win this season. But I was showing him to Josh and Lucas, and he has all these sayings that are like really sweet to me. Like he'll be like, squad wipe. Like, and he's so monotone. I literally love him.
Squad wipe.
But I was showing his videos to Josh and Lucas, and it was an older video where he was landing in an old map. And I had like the most visceral feeling.
Yeah.
Like it was like if somebody showed me a video of where I grew up in Miami. Like I had the same feeling. I was like, I've been there. I've spent my summer there. I have literally spent a summer there.
That's literally why people lost their mind at the OG map, because that's the feeling like everybody got when it was like being teased. It was like, oh my god, like
I've been
we're
there
back
before.
I didn't have enough
time with OG Fortnite. I feel like they could have done that for another like 3 months.
I think they have like a full map of just OG now.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
Yeah, they're gonna have it like how there's like zero build ranked and everything. They're gonna have just OG.
Yeah,
I'm sick.
So your wish will come true, King.
So the last thing I want to talk about,
okay,
is
it's not gonna be the last thing you talk about. We're gonna have another episode.
Oh, true. Is Facebook AI. It has gotten out of control.
Oh, like the metaverse?
No, like people. So on Facebook, they like I can't believe I showed you. That was like my favorite one. But basically, on Facebook, people make these AI bot accounts that just like shit post AI generated photos, and it like collects data, gets likes and views, and like it's just like it's basically to make old people fall for this trap, and it'll be like a picture of Jesus like saving a woman, and like people will be like amen, and like we'll just like love it.
Amen. Well,
these AI bots, like I don't know how they do it, but they like track the likes on like the like what is it called when you put it into the AI, like the topic.
The prompt?
Yeah, they like track the prompts that they put in and track like the like level to the prompt. And then they start like generating images based on like the amount of likes. I mean, they post like, I'm not exaggerating, 300 AI generated photos a day on Facebook. And like, it is to the point where it's become so convoluted and messy. And it's like literally the funniest shit I've ever seen. So this one on Love God and God Loves You. Made it with my own hands, thanks to everyone who appreciates this. And basically, like, it just, like, gotten so lost that, like, they saw, like, beach and, like, people like beach photos and they like Jesus photos, so they combine the two, and then it just, like, runs it through over and over again until it becomes, like, a monster of itself.
Like, what? I thought he was laying down when I first saw it on your phone.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, they have somewhere, like, so this is like the prompt that like gets a bunch of likes, like building Jesus out of sand.
No one like my artwork.
Yeah, and like it gets hundreds of likes, and it's the funniest shit ever. And then
the person looks really real in that.
This is another prompt that they have, is like they love planes for some reason, and like stewardess. I guess like old men like women that
bro,
like
that's
are stewardess. Yeah, literally. So they like have
wait,
Jesus.
What the fuck is happening in this
that's
picture?
What I'm saying. They have like Jesus holding a plane stewardess.
Beautiful cabin crew.
That's being attacked by fucking sharks like flying through the air. Like it's crazy how like.
This one's insane.
Lost in the sauce they've gotten.
Is that Jesus?
It's Jesus carrying Rosalia.
And then it gets
with
like
sharks. That's her Coachella setup.
Then there's like the shrimp.
Wait, this
Jesus.
One's kinda,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, I need to like have like AI like make me prompts and then I paint it. But this one is like insane. And all of the comments are like, wow, like he's so creative. Like, amen. Like, We need to save
Amen.
Him. They think the kid built this. Like, they think the kid built it. Like, all of the comments are like, he built that? Like, oh, God's good. God is good.
Help follow all single mothers.
That's what I'm saying.
President like, TV.
It's gotten so long.
That one's awesome.
Oh, my
what
God.
What does the single mothers thing have to do with anything?
I guess people just like single moms.
What the fuck, dude? You know what's the next level down, though, in that I saw? Is that all of the all of the accounts that are commenting is also AI. That's viewing the thing.
Dead internet like, theory.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like I saw something about that where it was like exponentially the activity on Facebook is all just like AI, like generated and AI responses that's like feeding into it. And I remember it was like episode 100 where we were talking about like content being over. Like we're like, we made some call of like, oh, like we're about to enter like the post content era. And it literally feels like that.
Yeah, 100%. It's like Bjork made all the sounds she could make.
Yeah.
Like we're done making sounds. Music
we're
is
done,
over.
We're done
it's
making
sounds. It's so content. Over. But yeah, then I started thinking about dead begun. Internet theory. And if you go into like a
damn,
Twitch
the birds
chat,
are chirping.
The birds are chirping.
If you go into a Twitch chat, that is proof of dead internet theory. That's all I'll say there. But the last thing I'll talk
about.
Yeah,
that's like if you go into my Twitch chat, it's like so overloaded that it's like, oh my God, these people can't be real.
The last thing I'll talk about is. Okay, so Kai drives a Prius, and I saw it on the street.
Why would you say that to him?
This is a fact. Well, I saw it on the street the other day.
It's true.
Me without a car or a license, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I saw it on the street the other day, and I just got like so riled up and horny, and then I took a picture of after I left it, and I left his car like this.
How did you do the back part of it, though?
Well, you don't want to know.
Yeah, this shit actually took me a long time to clean up. And
no, the story behind this is even fucking crazier. So there was like this semi truck carrying hagfish and they make like a bunch of slime and it opened up and just destroyed like That's 20 cars. Thing. Like it sprayed like juice like
if
all
I was
over
a fish,
it.
I would low-key be a hagfish.
Literally. Okay.
Oh, wait, they're kind of cute, but like not.
I have a note to bring up. It's that Drew is a male pog.
I'm poggers as fuck.
No, dude.
I'm poggers, yeah.
I meant P-A-W-G.
What the fuck did you just call me?
You're a perfect ass white girl.
Isn't it fat ass white girl?
Oh. See, I just think about like.
No, it sounds like a homophobic slur.
No.
Wow.
Oh, I think about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
No, I was complimenting you and your perfect body.
But
poggers, poggers in the chat, y'all.
Right.
Okay, never mind. That kind of backfired.
Yeah, you just shouldn't say.
Guy's been playing with spinach, Bob. That's what I'm saying. It's multifaceted. Like it's literally a great thing.
I hate that it's called spinach, Bob. Like, it's so annoying.
It's because it's
like
green.
Who thought of spinach, Bob?
I don't remember. We were in the
Is
back
it
of the
Lucas?
Car. I think it's Josiah. I think Josiah came up with spinach, Bob.
This guy is so funny. It's annoying.
Okay, let's do PSYOP.
Media of the week. All I've been watching is RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I'm not kidding. I finished Love is Blind and I was watching RuPaul.
Oh, yeah. The Love is Blind reunion was crazy. I want to do like a Love is Blind show.
Like, you want to be on one?
Yeah. Like, and I want to, or no. I want to do like a podcast breaking it down after because I see things other people don't see and I want to start the conversations. No, Love is Blind is lit as fuck. And the reunion episode was insane.
Well, my media of the week, one of the songs does come from RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's Dim All the Lights by Donna Summer. That song is so fucking good. It's a Shame by The Spinners and Don't Want to Break Up Again by Ariana Grande. That's like the literally three songs I've been listening to.
Ariana.
Dim All the Lights, say darling.
Okay, my media is Sold Out by Young Lean and Blade because they say Drew in it a bunch of times, which is crazy. They literally say Drew in it. It's actually crazy. And they say Druth and shit too.
They don't.
And that's the only song I'm giving y'all. Okay. Drew
Corner. We've moved media before Drew Syop Corner to make them listen to media.
Right? Yeah. Potheads will tell you that they function better when they're high and then sit in silence with their mouth open, drooling for 2 hours. I know a few people. Motherfuckers will slam heroin but tell the Wendy's drive-thru lady no tomato.
That's good.
Those are from Kylie. Gay Sun or Deadly Panera Lemonade.
Okay.
Damn, fuck y'all. That killed.
That one wasn't.
No, people love it. People love it. I'm telling you right now. Wait, what is this one? I'm sorry. Oh, this one's fucking crazy. I'm sorry for doing this, and I usually don't ask for a lot, but can someone please eat my P word like a dehydrated orangutan locked in a room with only a water bowl?
Oh, wow.
Giving a blowjob
at a funeral. That's equivalent to when I said that I, the thing about the submarine guy that I won't repeat.
Oh, literally. That was Greer that submitted that one.
Really?
Yeah. Not like Greer.
Oh, but somebody with
their name's Greer. Giving a blowjob at a funeral. Call that top of the morning. Think about it. Morning. Yeah. Okay. Jules, shout out. Man, fuck y'all, bro. I'm never doing
the first two again. Were really, really
I'm never
good.
Doing it again.
The first two were really, really good. They were solid.
Yeah, you
they
forget about the big laughs that the first two got.
No.
Also, I repeated your boba joke yesterday.
Oh, I've said that like, to three people.
Yeah, boba is really good.
Boba. Okay.
Oh, I almost just said something. Never mind.
Well, that was the episode.
Thanks, guys, for watching. The fuck out of my face. Seriously. Not enough thirst trap to me recently. Do I need to post more pictures or what? Like, they're, like, flopping. Like, am I flopping? Huh. Makes me think.
We might be in our, like, two-week flop arc. I think that's, like, kind of the vibe right now.
Well, get it going. I want... No, I guess I need more content of me out there. Damn it. Guys, I will post a few IG stories this week. Don't worry. I'll give you the content you need.